Blog Talk Radio.
You can do. You have to. If you have children, or even just for your own personal needs, you have to form a budget. You have to decide how much you have to know exactly how much you can spend based on how much you make. People who spend more than they make wind up being broke all the time, being sad all the time. You know, it's not a good look. It really isn't. You know, if you know, listen, I know a lot of people who like to spend money. I know people who like to shop all crazy. I know people who like to trick. I know people who like to gamble. I know people who like to go shopping. I know people like that. I know people like that. You know people like that. We all know people like that. And then we know some people who are very tight with their money. We know some people who we know make a lot, but we'll never know exactly how much they make because they ain't telling. And they ain't telling because they know once they start telling how much they make, then people will start asking for theirs, especially people who overspend all the time. And, you know, we all know people who want to spend all their money, then borrow some of yours and basically put you on the payroll. You know what I'm talking about, the people who always need to borrow $50, $100 until their next pay. So basically on their next pay is when you always get paid back. And you ain't got no interest on the money. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. Of course, there are some people who only lend money if you're going to pay some money back. And that's their little punishment to people who don't know how to budget their money or manage their money right. All right, in a family, and for your own personal business, you have to learn how to only spend as much as you bring in or don't spend or, should I say, not spend as much as you make, because you'll never have enough for if an emergency or unexpected expense comes in. And that's what an unbudgeted expense is. That is an expense or a purchase that you did not plan for. You didn't plan for. So, you know, you may have your rent or your mortgage or your car note, your utilities, family expenses like maybe child support or tuition, you know, things like that. Food, you know, you got to eat. So whether you make home meals every night or whether you choose to eat out, it has to be put into the budget. You need to know exactly how much you spend. And a lot of people do not budget how much they eat. How many of y'all either do this yourself or know some people who do this? Breakfast sandwich and coffee or tea or whatever you eat and drink in the morning from a store, and not even the same thing every day. So sometimes you feel like Dunkin' Donuts, sometimes you feel like McDonald's, sometimes you feel like whatever. So, all right, you may figure, $5 here. No, it ain't no $5 jumping off no more. We always looking at like $7 to $10 or more, you know, for that. Then lunch, sometimes you feel like a hoagie. Sometimes you feel like a burger. Sometimes you feel like a steak. Sometimes you feel like a salad. Sometimes you feel like a chicken or something like that, whatever, pizza, whatever. So you eat something different for lunch every day. So your lunch, your breakfast is somewhere between $10, $15. Your lunch may be between $10 and $20. If you haven't budgeted those expenses are taken away over $100 a week from you, or can be. They have the potential to take over $100 a week away from your bottom line. And you may not even be getting paid all of that much. So even if you budget that money or think that you have budgeted, because sometimes people believe that they have budgeted, but they really haven't. And a whole lot of us working people get into this type of thinking, like, well, if I'm only working to pay my bills, then life ain't worth living. So that's their excuse to go ahead and be reckless and run up their credit cards or put themselves in a hole to where they have to catch up every month instead of being current with their bills. Any of this sound familiar to y'all? Does any of it sound familiar? I hope so. I hope so, because this is regular everyday stuff. Making a budget for your home. I don't care whether you live in a house or apartment, whether you own or rent. You're going to have to pay your mortgage or your rent or your taxes if you own your house free and clear, outright. There's always something that you have to pay. And if you don't form a budget to where you can know exactly what you're doing and where you can budget correctly to whereas you're going to have enough money left over or that you're going to have enough money to just be able to make ends meet, then life is going to start to get kind of depressing for you. It's not all about money. Money is what you make it. It has the power that you make it. Money buys things. That's what it does. Some people make it their God. Some people make it their devil. God and the devil. God and the devil. Okay, but they say money is the root of all evil. Well, I don't know if it's the root of all evil. That's not even exactly how the verse goes in the Bible, but you know, we're going to stick to that because that's the cookie-cutter version that we know of. But money can definitely signal the end of relationships, the end of friendships, the end of partnerships. It absolutely has the power to do that, and it exercises its power day after day after day. You're smacked in the face by the face of Cool J. I'm Bob. Okay, anyway, so unbudgeted expenses. How good are you at managing your money? At the end of the month or when you get paid, whether you get paid every other week, whether you get paid every week, whether you get paid twice a month, because some people only get paid on the 1st and the 15th and that's it. Or whether you get paid once a month like they do in the military. I would imagine if you only get paid once a month, you have to know how to manage your money. What could be worse than being here, here it is the 5th of the month, and you ain't getting no more money until the 1st or something, or some old crazy mess like that. You know, that ain't good look. Shoot, the military may take good care of you. You can live in the barracks and all that kind of stuff, but nonetheless, one thing that the military teaches people is how to be disciplined. They teach their soldiers and other military personnel. And I say other military personnel because, you know, a lot of times people in the Navy don't like to be called soldiers. No, we're not soldiers. We're sailors. And I'm like, to me, everybody's a soldier. If you carry a gun, if you get combat training, you're but, you know, I get it. I get it. Okay. But the military is very good at showing their personnel how to form budgets and stick to budgets. Because out there when you're doing drills, out there on the front lines, you have to make sure that you have enough supplies to be able to survive. And your very survival is predicated on your ability to have enough out there to ensure your survival. Like, you can't be out there running out of bullets. You can't be out there running out of food, out of whatever you need in order to be out there and fight effectively. You have to have it. And every expense is budgeted. You can't just be like, oh yeah, by the way, we need 100 cartons of milk out of the blue. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. We needed to know that before. You know, you out there getting, you know, okay. The military usually does a very good job at teaching people how to budget. All right. So when it comes to you, how well do you budget? On a scale of, want to say on a scale of 1 to 5, what grade would you give yourself? Man, I better go to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, what grade would you give yourself? Or what number would you give yourself as being able to budget? 1 being very terrible or terrible at budgeting, and 10 being like, you the greatest budgeter ever. You could do this for a living. And some people do. Some people definitely manage other people's money and budgets and things like that for a living, like managers and directors. That's what they do. All right. Personally, as far as budgeting is concerned, I would give myself an 80, or should I say an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Very rarely do I spend outside of my budget. Very rarely do I spend outside of my budget. I ain't the one. Like, and I've gotten better at it since I've maxed out a lot of the things that I want on Amazon. And I ain't gonna front y'all. I haven't gone on Amazon.com to shop this year. Now I have subscribe and save items that come in every month, so they'll catch me with an advertisement, you know, while I'm going over my items that I either want for that month or don't want for that month, because you can skip, you know. But yeah, I haven't gone shopping. See, Carrie Wright says 7.5. That's not bad. That's not bad. If you're over 5, you're doing pretty well. You're on your way to being able to do something. If you are under 5, yeah, you might want to take a look at that. If you're under 5, honestly, I would say that you're probably on drugs. It's very hard to budget your money when you're on drugs, even if you just have a weed habit. Of course, a lot of people who have a weed habit, they budget that weed. They just over budget. I can't be smoking no Reggie. I gotta have Loud. My Loud bill is budgeted, but your Loud bill is too much. How your Loud bill gonna be more than your child support? Your Loud bill is more than your car note. Your Loud bill is more than your insurance. Your Loud bill is more than your mortgage, your rent. Okay. You know, unbudgeted items. Sure, something might catch your eye out there somewhere during the month. Something might catch your eye. Like, well, I wasn't looking for a electric blanket with a cup holder and a beer cooler. Man, that's pretty cool. Where are you going to use this electric blanket? Well, you know, it might catch your eye. You know? All right. $500 for this electric blanket with the cup holder, cup warmer, and the beer cooler or something like that. Whatever. Some old fly new AI shit. AI, artificial intelligence. Anyway, you know, something during the month might catch your eye. Or capture your attention, and you might decide, yeah, I want that. Give me that. Let me have that. Let me have that. Let me have that. You know, I don't know. Yeah. It could be a piece of jewelry or something like that. I'm sure many, many people didn't budget Mother's Day into their monthly expense. They didn't do it. They know that I'm going to buy something for my mom or, you know, my wife or something, whatever. But a lot of people didn't do it. Went out last minute. Oh, okay, all right, I bought something. Might have messed up the budget. Now, instead of your cable bill being paid in full, now you done paid half of it. All right, I'll make up the rest. I'll take the hit of the late fee. And I'll pay for the rest next month or whatever, next pay or whatever. And that's a bad thing to get into, paying something on the next pay. Because for a lot of people, it never happens. You'd be like, all right, the bill is $350. I'm going to just give them $3, and then I'll pay the $50 on the next pay. I'm even call into the bill collector or whatever, you know, and let them know that that I'm going to pay most of it today and the rest of it later on. So they don't be trying to, maybe they'll forgive the late fee, or maybe they won't, you know, send me a shutoff notice, something like that. But what winds up happening a lot of times is that next pay, you'd be like, ah, man, forget that. Next thing you know, now you got $50 more on your bill. So your next bill is going to be $400 instead of $350. You were already not good with the $350. Now you're going to be 100 in the hole, because the likelihood that you're going to pay the whole $400 is probably low. Now you are putting yourself in the hole, farther and farther and farther into the hole. And God forbid you straight miss a payment on something. You know, now we got problems. We got problems, big problems. All right. So the title of this show is called Chicks on the Side and Other Unbudgeted Items. Now, the reason I call this Chicks on the Side and Other Unbudgeted Items is because infidelity is expensive, excuse me. And most people who participate in infidelity do not budget their infidelity into their expenses. They don't do it. It could be because they don't really think that they're going to practice infidelity consistently. So maybe they think, I'm just going to trick once this month. You know what I mean? I got $40. I got to trick one of these little young girls on social media. I got my little $40. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do it like that. Or you think you one of them slick dudes who ain't going to have to, you know, who ain't going to have to pay like they weigh. You know, you just going to do your thing. Nonetheless, it's an unbudgeted item. It's an unbudgeted item, and it's an unbudgeted item that most men wind up having to bite the bullet for later on. Especially when you have an unbudgeted item, you leave behind paper trails often. You leave behind a paper trail. Receipts from hotels. Restaurant receipts. Gift receipts. Like, what did you buy from Tiffany's? I bought my mom a lamp from Tiffany's. When? According to this receipt, or according to this credit card bill, you ain't buy that around no Mother's Day. And where's the lamp? What'd it look like? Why you ain't show me? This thing expensive. Paper trail all day. All day. Spouses, you know, budget friendly girlfriends and stuff like that. They going to check behind, you know, like where the money at? Don't let you have a joint account with somebody. This is male and female. You know, so while you out tricking a little bit. Remember back in the days where you used to pay for minutes on your phone. Remember paying for minutes on your phone? Remember AT&T and the rollover minutes? The rollover minutes? The singular wireless and the rollover minutes? The rollover minutes? Singular wireless and the rollover minutes? Rollover minutes? AT&T and the rollover minutes? Roll. Free nights and weekends. Free nights and weekends. Free nights and weekends. Yo, we wait till 9 o'clock before we be speaking. Free nights and weekends. Yeah. when you and your girl or you and your wife were on that bill. Remember, they used to have every call that you made and how long the calls were. You know how many men met their matrimonial demise? Men and women. Women got caught a lot. I'm out there a lot too. Because it was an unbudgeted expense. Yeah, the phone was paid for and the plan was paid for. But what wasn't in the plan was that your spouse or your significant other was going to look at that bill asking, why is the bill so high? I know I'm only making these calls. What is this number that keep popping up? What is this number that keep popping? What is this number that keep popping up? An hour here. Always when somebody is at work. Huh? Sound familiar to anybody? Sound familiar to me? Sound familiar to me? Listen, I never forget. You know, I'll tell y'all about this now. When he was alive, I would have never brought this up. But when my dear old dad was alive, I was definitely my pop's wingman, boy. He would wingman me to death. He would. So, picture it. What was it? Anyway, make a long story short, my dad was keeping a lot of phone time and probably personal time with some woman. And this is when long distance was still a thing. So it had, you know, this had to be in the early 2000s, somewhere between like 2000 and probably, when were we done with long distance? We were definitely done with it by 2010. But this had to be between 2000 and 2005, easily. So anyway, long-distance phone calls. And my stepmom, when she was alive, she was like, Omar, who are you calling down Maryland? And I was like, I did have a friend down Maryland, but I didn't use their phone to do that. That was the business phone. I didn't use that shit. So I was like, I ain't make no calls down Maryland. My pop forgot to tell me about this because it was an unbudgeted expense. He could afford to call Africa every day if he wanted to. But that long distance bill on top of the phone bill was high. So she's looking at me like it must, you know what, one thing about my stepmom is every time somebody goofed, ran the bill up or something, she always thought it was me, and it never was. It never was. I'm like, man, I don't mess around with people's money. And I don't. So, anyway, yeah. After that, he told me, like, listen. He basically told me to take the hit. Take the hit. Say it's you. I'll pay the bill. It'll go away. We'll fix it. I was like, all right, Dad. Unbudgeted expense. I don't even think she was the type that really snooped. But she was the type that would wonder, how come this bill all high? I don't even know how high the bill was. But that's how Brother Mac, you know what I mean, flipped the ball over to Omar Mac. You know what I'm saying? I miss my pa. I miss my dad so much, man. He did not give a fuck. Hold on. Speaking of my dad, hold on. Sidebar. On Facebook today, I was going back and forth on a post with a guy in this Facebook group, and the guy, the man, whatever, after, you know, we went back and forth about two or three times, and we were actually sharing, exchanging information. It wasn't, we wasn't going at each other. All of a sudden, he writes to me. He said, did your dad, was your father a Buffalo soldier who had a weekly internet radio show? And I read that shit. I was like, his name made sense to me because I remember him from the show. That shit, I didn't even know how I felt about it. Like, I was somewhere between feeling like, wow, man, my pop is here. He's right here. He's letting me know he's right here. And feeling like, yo, he meant so many things to so many people. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, you know, on the show that we used to do, which was called Legacy of a Nation, my dad never called me Omar, ever. He always called me Son 752. Not son, ever. Always Son 752, the whole thing. So for this man to put them pieces together, and he was right. And he's been on the show. He was like a nutrition expert, 80 years old. He's a nutrition expert that used to come on the show. And I was like, huh. At the same time, it almost made me break down and cry. Like, ah, man, what the fuck? He caught me like, boom. No. He either caught me on the jaw, the temple, hit me with a gutty. Hit me with a gutty. But, yeah. So, yeah. But that was one of the ways that an unbudgeted expense from a chick on the side that could get you a little, get you a little caught up, get a little something, unbudgeted items. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright and Stacey White and Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, Ansel Jones, and Emily Dunlap. I said Emily. Yeah, chicks on the side. Chicks on the side, dudes on the side. Yeah, it's an unbudgeted expense. Because as much as you may try to kick it like, you know, I don't spend no money on nobody but my wife or my girl or my wifey. Nah, she's the only way they can get. I ain't out here tricking. I ain't spending no money on these chicks out here. I ain't messing around with no young girls because all they want. I need to get me a cougar. Sugar baby. Sugar daddy. All that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, chicks on the side are an unbudgeted expense, and it can get out of hand. Many men have fallen in love with strippers, and now he's spending all his money in the strip club. Unbudgeted expense. How'd his wife find out about it? The strip club or the gentleman's club is appearing on the credit card receipt as Joe's Garage. Like, why are you spending? What did you get done to the car? I don't remember the car getting any maintenance or being in the shop. But you spending all this money at Joe's Garage. And what are these separate expenses? On one day, you spend $150. On another day, $570. On another day, $320. What is going on at Joe's Garage? You know, anybody who knows anything about a gentleman's club, they don't normally have. Well, you know what they'll have? They'll have they'll call it a steakhouse. It's a strip club, but they'll call it a steakhouse. So, you know. So your Capital One creditors don't see that you got Oh, he eats at the steakhouse a lot. He must eat a lot of steak. Protein boy. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we're talking about chicks on the side and other unbudgeted items. Other unbudgeted items. How good are you with the money? The money. Stacey White says, I have a good life. I do budget. I do eat out 3 times a week. Okay. Ansel says, ends don't meet. They cross paths hand to hand. I like that. Stacey says, I know how to have my social life without going on trips. Going on trips, business, or going on trips, boundaries, all my main bills. Oh, you mean all my main bills are paid. My goal is not to go in the negative. That's what budgeting is about, for sure. Ansel says, we get paid bi-monthly. Okay, y'all get paid bi-monthly. Okay. All right. Is that military pay or a regular job? Ansel says, no overtime pay. Okay. All right. T. Carrie Wright says she budgets at 7.5, 9, a 9 at some time. Yeah, sometimes. There's some months I've done a 10 easily. Nothing outside the budget got bought. Definitely this year. Wait, I better rethink that, because some unexpected shit has happened this year too. I had to get an electric stove out of the blue and a water heater. So, yeah. Didn't see that coming, but it was because I budgeted well before that didn't hurt as much. Now, you get caught out there, you on zero because you are spending to zero. Like, let me ask y'all this. And I look, like, at the expense of getting in y'all business and seeming like I'm doing so, how much money from your last check do you usually have left over when your next check comes? When you are, let's say, if you get paid this Friday, how much money will you have left over from your last pay? You don't have to write it. Ask yourself. Because a lot of people will have a bill paying pay and they'll have a fun pay. I'll be looking forward to it. I know that's how I do it. I have a bill paying pay. All my bills get paid, or the majority of my bills get paid all on that pay. And I hate that pay. I'd be like, this pay sucks. This is a red pay. I like the black pay. The black pay is, oh, party. Nothing can hurt me. Party. If I drunk the Grey Goose, if I smoked a lot, if I went out, if I could do it, no problem. That's what's up. TK Wright says, my black pay be lit. That's what's up. That's dope. Stacey White, you rate yourself at a 6 for budgeting? Mm-hmm. A 6? That sounds like you got work to do. And she says, I told the Lord I need my partner to be better than me. He told me, no, you need to get this down too. Said, my God talked back. I don't know about, you know how Christians be like, my God don't play that, my God don't let that happen. My God don't do this, that, and the third. Yo, my God don't do none of that shit you heard. My God be making sure he hold it down. My God don't mess around. My God be making sure we have enough and he saves. You know that Jesus saves. He knows what to do. He knows how to behave. He teaches me how to get myself together sometimes and be working. Sometimes I really be jerking. I know. But I know, yeah, I got to be forgiven. I got to be okay. I still got to make a living. And I'm out here getting this money, this jack, making sure I'm trying to act like I nizzo. You know how it gizzo. Yo, I'm trying to make sure that the dizzo flizzo. And we going to get it off. I'm trying to make sure I have a lot of money so I can play golf. Golf is an unbudgeted expense. I never played golf before, but for sure. If I want to get some golf clubs, you know, they cost a lot of money, yo. All right. And so it says people go on vacation with their bank account on E when they get there. You're not going to let your friend go without on vacation together. Oh yeah? Well, that's the reason that a lot of people come back from vacation mad as shit at each other, separated from each other. People have gone on vacations. You know, I've seen people, especially women, because this happens a lot. With dudes, it don't usually happen like that. But normally, a dude ain't going away. A dude ain't going on vacation if his money ain't straight, because he know ain't no dude trying to have you all in his pockets, like this entourage or something like that. Nah, I ain't paying for you. If you couldn't afford to go, you shouldn't have go. You shouldn't have went. Don't hop your ass up in the 6-4. If you ain't have your money flow, don't get your ass in the back seat of the drop top 6-4 if your money low. Don't get your ass in the back seat of the drop top 6-4 if your money low. Don't get your ass in the back seat of the drop top 6-4 if your money low. But women, They will go on vacation with each other and act like their money got stolen or they lost the money. I've seen them do it. Dirty shit. Dirty. Dirty.
Dirty. Oh, that's a nasty way to go out, but I've seen them do it after that. That's a nasty way to go out, but I've seen them do it.
Yeah, y'all get on vacation. You know what I mean? You know, let's say y'all go on a cruise or something like that. When y'all get on the mainland of the cruise, they're like, oh, my God, somebody stole my money. I had this much. I'll pay you back. Can you just hold me down for the next 5 to 7 days? I won't mess around. I'll pay you back soon as we get back on land. Yo. I've seen them, you know, women lent each other money or paid for everything for each other. And when they got back home, they didn't get paid back. And now they ain't speaking no more. They vowed never to go nowhere with each other ever again and all of that. And the stories are always different. No, I didn't lose my money. They stole my money and then act like they couldn't find my money. The story always gets twisted when they get back home. What y'all know about it? I know something about it. TK Wright said, a lamp from Tiffany's? Shit, not me. Ha ha. Stacey says, tell them my age. I remember I used to wait until after 9 to talk. Yeah, you know. We all had to do it. When the minutes used to have to pay for the minutes. Remember we used to have to pay for them text messages? Remember when they used to say, like, all right, you get 500 text messages a month. And you swore that was more than enough. Like, I ain't texting nobody no 500 times. This is when everybody didn't text. It wasn't big on texting. And you didn't realize that when somebody sent you a text, that counted against you. You didn't realize that. See, with the minutes on the phone calls, if somebody called you, those wasn't your minutes. Those wasn't your minutes. It worked the other way. When you dialed out, those was your minutes. You didn't get hit for somebody calling you. Crazy, right? So 500 texts. Sometimes you had a low number, 300 text messages. Well, I don't really text, but you really only had 150. The text that 150 that you send out and 150 that they send back to you. And so you would, you know, AT&T, Singular, you was maxing out those. You was never getting a rollover. You're like, why I never get a rollover? I don't even be talking that much. Yeah, because they had the fix on you. They had the drop on you. The fix was in. All the way in, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Emily says, guess I see how he got the name Mac. Well, no, he got the name Mac from birth. But yeah, I see what you're saying. Bob was crazy. Stacy says, I'm getting better with money. I love having money in my clutch purse. I could dig it. TK Wright says, because I put more in savings. Okay. That's why your black pay be lit. Some people look at saving more money than you spend as insane. To them, that's insanity. Like you're not living. Like you're not living. Ansel Jones says, that TK Wright, they better have under the car seat or on the floor money. Look, man, it's real. People will go on vacation. Like I said, I've known people who did it. Stop speaking for months, years, all that old stuff. They might have got cool again. But until that money situation get worked out, you never really going to be cool with nobody. But we talk about these unbudgeted expenses. Unbudgeted expenses, something like chicks on the side, dick on the side, chick on the side, dick on the side, chick on the side, dick on the side. And yeah, women be spending money on dick on the side. You know, plenty of women who have a side dude, you know, they buy him stuff. Yeah, you know, I just bought you a little cologne, you know. Little something smell good. Hopefully you wear it when you see me because I like this cologne. It be turning me on. I like this cologne. It be turning me on. I like this cologne. It be turning me on. Yo, 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 the nigga got me gone. I like this cologne. It be turning me on. Yo, yo, the nigga got me gone. I like this cologne. It be turning me on. Yo, the nigga got me gone. Got me working my pheromones. Yo, yo, I like this cologne, yo, yo, it be turning me out, my pheromone, yo, the cologne got me gone, I be ready when I steady, yeah, I hear these smells, got these smells, it makes me yell, at least get in a position, yell, you know, like this, at the hotel, you can tell, but yeah, chicks be buying. Yeah, man, if a woman loves you, she gonna spend a couple of dollars on you. Listen, if you a nigga who got a chick that don't spend no money on you, she don't love you. I don't care. I'm not, no. She ain't into you like that, homie. If she don't bring you like a shirt, socks, drawers, pants, some jewelry, something that she wants to see you wearing or something that she wants to see on you. If she don't spend no money on you, she ain't into you like that. I don't care. I don't care how much she make. I don't care, you know, what her demeanor is. If you always are the one that has to spend, that's not, you know, not from what I know. And that's whether you broke or paid. I've known chicks that was not making no money, but I bet you they found enough money to buy something for you. Because that's the way women's hearts work. It is. And if you ain't never experienced it, that's on you. But I'm here to tell you, straight up and down, that ain't your chick ain't really into you like that. If she don't never buy you nothing, if she don't spend no money on you, like zero, not a dime, your main chick might be your chick on the side. Like I said, it don't matter how much money she makes. She could be making $8-$9 an hour. Watch what happened at Christmas time. Watch what she do. I seen it. Making $9 an hour. I'm like, what did you fucking, why'd you buy me this? Well, you know, I just, you know, I like, you don't like it? Like, yeah, I like it, but you got kids. I mean, they, you know, I don't play around when it comes to Christmas time. My kids are straight. Here I am, you know, trying to turn down this fly-ass sweatsuit, sweatshirt, Tim's, sneakers, something. I got something. And what I got was way out of what the budget looked like. Like, well, you know, I'd be good. I'd be saving up for Christmas whole year. You know, women will say that shit. By the time October come, all my Christmas shopping is done. I never used to believe that shit till I saw it in action. Like, what? You did? Your Christmas is finished in September. What? They be dead serious. The whole year, they buying for Christmas. Putting shit away, putting shit in the garage, putting shit down in the basement, putting shit up in the closet, putting shit up in the attic. They ain't making no money, but they love you. They're going to make sure you get something. I'm going to tell you that. Real shit. All right. All right. And so it's his side chick birthday party. Unbudgeted expense. I'm going on a Creed of June. Oh, I think you mean a cruise in June. Could that possibly be what you meant to write? I'm going on a cruise in June. I think I'll try this losing my money thing. Yeah, you mean you're going to try this losing my friends thing, losing my respect thing? Let me tell you something. Yes, cruise. See, I'm getting good at this. Because what is on a Creed? You going to go see a movie about Sylvester Stallone? Is Sylvester Stallone in the new Creed movie? Is he in this? I don't even know. Okay. Anyway, the budget, man. The budget. Chicks on the side chicks and other unbudgeted items. Unbudgeted items. That's why, you know, sometimes your mom didn't like taking you to the market. Don't hate me, Emmy. Don't hate me. I'm only being real. You know, because you remember, you know, when your mom took you to the market, you putting stuff in the cart that wasn't supposed to be in the cart. Sliding stuff in. Lucky Charms. Ooh, Keebler cookies. You riding in the cart. How did you get stuff in the cart that she didn't see? Anyway, a lot of times she did see it, unless you put in the cart whatever you wanted. It was an unbudgeted expense. Bottom line. Unbudgeted expense, and you can have unbudgeted expenses if you work your money correctly. If you budget your money correctly on the front end, you won't have to worry about it so much on the back end. So, yeah. For all my brothers out there tricking, and all my girls out there. What they call it, Sneaky Lincoln. Yeah, Sneaky Lincoln. Sneaky Lincoln. Yeah, y'all can kick it like y'all don't spend no money on y'all little tricking escapades if y'all want. Don't come around me talking that shit. Because my evidence locker is a little bit different than other people's. I got a different evidence locker than everybody else. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you, but, you know, we're going to keep it a dollar. Keep it a buck. Keep it a thousand. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Shall we? Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. May 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Melissa. Always a lady first. Happy birthday to you. And also Melva Bayo, turning 55 years old today. And Omawumi Lizzie Barbaranti, turning 30 years old today. And also Indigenous S.A. I know her. Turning 56 years old today. And also Victoria Marshall, turning 55 years old today. And Harold Smith, turning 73 years old today. And Cindy Giles, turning 57 years old today. And Katrina Eichelberger Covington, turning 40 years old today. And my girl used to be my next door neighbor, and she's Nigerian, Deborah C. Enyama. Happy birthday to you, turning 57 years old today. I miss you, Deb. And also Cheryl Bain Stapleton, turning 35 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Robin Matthews, turning 58 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on his glorious, 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 May 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, chicks on the side is an unbudgeted expense. Just going to cause a lot, no, don't make no sense. But you know, you got to get what you owe, you got to pay what you owe. You owe a lot, you know that every month the money is going to flow, and you got to spend a little bit. But it ain't so that you put yourself up in the hole. You got to maintain control. Because if you don't, somebody else will. They're going to take the money out of your hand and bank account like a swill. And I know that you can do better than the next time. Come on, yo. No crime have to be committed. You ain't have to shit it on no one. Make sure that you do your thing. Yeah, you know, son, everything is going to be G-O-O-D. You understand? You've got the flow like O-C. And he says, almost time for some basketball. And time for some action. Time for some action. Yeah, listen. Got to get your money right. Unbudgeted expenses will take you up off your square and have you feeling good for a hot minute, and then you be in the hole. Ain't nothing fun about being broke. I tell you the best thing that I know about being broke, memories. We talk about the times when we ain't had no money before and how much fun we used to be able to have naturally. The people that we knew, the people that we held it down with, the people that we smoked roaches out of the ashtray with, you know, bought 40 ounces and drunk 40 ounces together in the AIDS era. Yeah, man. You know, mouth on the same bottle, that type shit. We talk about being broke back in the day. That's when it was fun. In your current state, it ain't never fun. Wasn't all that much fun back then. We just made the best of it, and we was young. Nowadays, Look, you should have learned from your past mistakes. But if the mistakes that you made before were now your lifestyle, I mean, what can I tell you? I tell you this. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Emism show. So make sure y'all come on through. All right. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here.